DOJ's strategic priorities, highlighting the government's main areas of focus for 2013, 2014 and beyond.
Last year, the government embarked on a major economic reform program, ERP, in keeping with its commitment towards fiscal prudence and the pursuit of a credible economic program. The country's extended fund facility with the International Monetary Fund is a central plank of this program. In February 2013, Finance and Planning Minister Dr. Peter Phillips announced that measures would be implemented to ensure the country meets the objectives of the ERP. This includes the establishment of a coordinating and implementing unit in the Finance Ministry. The unit, staffed by persons from the private and public sector, was to be charged with ensuring all agencies and departments of government are compliant with the reform measures.
We will also be putting in place an economic program oversight committee, including stakeholder representatives such as the private sector and trade unions, and the government officials to, among other things, monitor the compliance and progress of the ministries, departments and agencies with regard to the implementation of the IMF agreement, with full authority on their part to inform the public of their findings. This is an unprecedented step of public accountability and transparency.
The government has kept its promise. The coordinating and implementing unit has been set up in the Finance Ministry and the Economic Program Oversight Committee, EPOC, has been established.
The Economic Program Oversight Committee has met and it includes representatives of the private sector and wider civil society among its ranks.
EPOC is co-chaired by Governor of the Bank of Jamaica, Brian Winter, and President and Chief Executive Officer of SAGICOR, Richard Biles.
The idea of the Oversight Committee is to put the eyes of the private sector, the civil society, trade union movement on the agreement. How are we performing from month to month, from quarter to quarter? Are we hitting those targets? Are we likely to run into any difficulties? How can we head it off? And most importantly, just to be the eyes and ears of the public as to what is happening.
The committee has been meeting with representatives of the public and private sector, and it has been closely monitoring the government's progress as it relates to the extended fund facility.
We have gone to out of 16 quarters, so we're just beginning the journey. We have a long way to go, but it's a good start. We have passed all of the tests. All of the targets for the first two quarters, we have met them. And they are quantitative targets, and they are things to do called structural adjustments. So a lot of the legislation you see going through Parliament are targets that have been set by the IMF.
The 11-member committee, which meets monthly, is constantly reviewing data from the Finance Ministry and meeting with officials on several key projects, such as the Global Logistics Hub Initiative.
I think that government is, in many ways, putting its house in order. So it is hitting its targets, both quantitative, primary balance and NIR, as well as all of those structural benchmarks. And some of them are really important. The fiscal prudence is refreshing, different, and lays the foundation for more prudent management of our financial matters going forward.
Richard Biles, co-chair of the Economic Oversight Committee, EPOC. As we've heard from the EPOC co-chair, it's early days yet. Government still has a long way to go before the targets of the ERP are met. But with the government committed to the task at hand, and with this unprecedented step towards public accountability and transparency, the country is one step closer to achieving these goals. Stay tuned to the GIS as we continue our look at the government's strategic priorities.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.